how your friends do it with the podcast.
They make it sound easy, don't they?
I know. And this whole time, I'm like, I'm going to do this podcast. And now I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. My name's Mike, and this is Eric. We're part of the Crappy Movie Podcast. This is our premiere podcast. We're reviewing Uncle Sam, the horror movie, done by the same director as Maniac Cop. Problem is, we went native and kind of started to like the movie, you know, Stockholm Syndrome.
But, right, we started off with a bad movie because I ended up actually really enjoying it.
Yeah, it was, I couldn't figure out what it wanted to do, though. Part of the problem with the movie was I didn't know what the message was. It was kind of scattershot.
See, I thought what was going on initially was this guy was an all-American soldier, died due to friendly fire, and he came back to life almost to avenge anyone that was for the flag and was out to get anyone against flag, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't really... I mean, it looked like right-wing propaganda. Yeah, see, my politics will creep into this, I'm sure, but it looked like propaganda, you know, at first. And during the first Gulf War, the biggest issue was friendly fire. That's how we lost a lot of our soldiers, but... It gave no reason why he came back to life and just started shooting people and killing people later in the film. You know, I can understand, you know, a bunch of flag burners, God forbid, or, you know, people are cheating at sack races, you know, they should all die.
Right. But, was that not the longest sack race ever?
Yeah.
It was cross-country sack race.
I know. And the kid's cheating at a sack race. Who cheats at a sack race by shoving other kids down? What's the point of that shit?
We're jumping all over the place.
I know, that's the problem. I'm going to try and cut it and stuff. This is going to take a while for us to figure out how to make it good and put sound effects and all that stuff in it. So I'm just going to try and record a bunch of stuff and then see where it goes from there.
I was going to say, I know one of the big problems I had watching this was those two lead actresses looked so much alike. And I had difficulty telling them apart. But you listen to the commentary, the director said the exact same thing. He wished he wouldn't have picked two actresses that looked so much alike.
Yeah, no, I noticed that too. I was a little confused. At least he acknowledges a mistake, you know?
Right.
In the commentary. I mean, he seemed like he was having a good time during the commentary, but trying to start at the beginning here. But, yeah, when that first general came up, or colonel, you know, the Iraqi or Kuwaiti, I mean, that guy's mustache was way out of regulation. You know, that's not something...
There's actually what regulations for the mustaches?
Yeah, you can't have, like, a handlebar, you know, like, it can't be, like, over the lip and stuff, you know. I spent 4 years in the military. I never grew a mustache, except for maybe one time, just because I still thought it was pretty gay. It was people did grow mustaches, but they were, like, pencil thin and, you know, even weirder. I mean, like, yeah, almost pencil thin, which is just hideous. He was actually, like, a good character actor. They used him in a lot of, like, as a lot of bad guys in the old movies, like in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And they just, they wasted him. I thought he was going to come back, his commanding officer later in the movie, but he just... put a few rounds in his chest. I don't know. And he wasn't the one that shot him down. Why is he all pissed off at him? I couldn't figure that out. No. Yeah, it was. They're always doing that back then. I mean, we had people in Iraq still in the second one when I was over there take shots at us sometimes. You know, if they didn't know you were coming. So, you know, friendly fire is still a problem, but normally we don't blast our helicopters out of the sky. They don't give us big enough guns for that shit. But... And, you know, in the beginning, they piled... sorry, I'm scattershot. I'm trying to go by my notes here, but... And I'll try and cut it here and there, but... So I've got Donkeys, the NRA. I've got a political boner. I don't know what I was thinking there, but...
I'm looking at that right now, so I'm trying to think what you meant by that.
It was the stock footage. It was going through all that stuff, but...
Right. That's what he said. The biggest expense for this movie was pulling all that stock footage together.
Yeah.
I remember watching it thinking, where did he get all this footage of Uncle Sam?
Yeah. And Uncle Sam, actually, if you think about it, is pretty creepy. You know, he is, you know, it's a crusty old white dude with a, you know, goatee and, you know, looks like a child molester with that hat and suit on. It's he's, I guess, a good villain, but even in this film when the guy... But, all right, hold on one second. Yeah, the cop, I thought he was Randy Travis at first. You know, but it's like the poor man's Randy Travis. Right. It'd be a Harry Connick Jr. of sorts.
Yeah, so he was dating the sister of Uncle Sam, or what was the deal?
His ex-wife, I think, was that. I was a little confused at first, too, but the sister and the ex-wife looked... But yeah, he was married to her, and in the end, they said he was a bad person, and... You know, basically told an 8-year-old kid or 10-year-old kid that he was a rapist, you know, which is, you know, always good. So, you know, a good subject I like to bring up with my nieces and nephews.
Definitely.
Yeah, but Twin Rivers, I don't know where, was this supposed to take place in California?
It was filmed in California. I don't know if it specifically took place there.
Yeah.
He was looking for a small town, looked like middle... You know, the Midwest, that was, I remember him saying in the commentary, it was just outside of Union jurisdictions, and he was able to, the producer, Larry Cohen, was able to get the Union to bend a little bit, and they were able to film just outside of jurisdiction. He found that town, he just fell in love with it. He said he really wanted to film the movie there.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of got run out of town, apparently, at the end there, but...
Yeah.
From the commentary.
Explosions going off.
Yeah, they blew on all the glass in the entire neighborhood. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't think they ended well. I mean, the town was pretty nice for that type of setting, I guess. Yeah, that kid, though, when they introduced him, I mean, he's a weird-looking kid, and...
And if you notice, I was going to say, towards the end of the movie, they had stopped filming... And they decided they were going to film some more stuff later on, and the kid had aged, you know, 6 months. So 6 months to them, kid looked a lot older. So if you watch the last bit of footage, he looks quite a bit older in that movie.
Yeah, you're right. Now that I think about that, he does kind of have different looks throughout it. But yeah, okay, back to On the Track. When that guy comes and tells the wife is, you know, the husband... is dead, and I just want someone to come out and say your fucking husband's dead, you know, like he's dead, he's done, you know, the end, you know, just simple as that. I don't think it's really what they're supposed to say, but it would simplify it, you know.
Right.
Anytime you see soldiers coming up to your house in the middle of for no reason, you pretty much someone died, but
they're not bringing good news.
Yeah, he also had hair that was out of regulation, which I had a problem with, you know. You know, he's not supposed to have that. It pisses me off, because I had to cut my hair every Monday in the military. Yeah. And keep my, you know, uniform straight, otherwise I'd be doing push-ups, you know, for no fucking reason. Yeah, I also noticed that they had, like, Benoit balls, or, you know, just lying around. And, you know...
I must have missed those. Were they, like, on the fire mantle place or something?
Yeah,
like
I think so. I mean, it was just those... Yeah, it was probably just some random thing people had there, but... You know, the kid's room looked like mine when I was a kid, and with all the guns and the, you know, the toys and the soldiers and the ammo box. I mean, the kid's pretty much headed to be a soldier.
Right.
I still play with that shit until I was 13. Probably why I have a lot of issues now. You know, I never really grew up from that. All my drawings are still, like, explosions and people shooting each other in the head. It's not much of an artist, but... I don't know. See, I'm going to have to cut the hell out of this thing because we're all over the place. We'll get better at this, I promise.
Definitely.
Right. You know, I don't understand, again, I'm looking at my notes here, and the kid's name is Jody. Who names a boy Jody?
You know what? It's weird. That seems to be a common name for boys in movies.
Yeah.
Like the, what was that movie? Phantasm. You ever see the Phantasm flicks?
No, I don't think I did see those.
The tall man, that was the main kid's name, was Jody in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know any Jodys, you know, and even in the military, they have a cadence that they sing when you're running, and it's like Jody's back. It's basically saying that Jody's back home screwing your girlfriend or your wife, and, you know, I'm like, is that a girl or is that a boy? Who's Jody?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah. Either way, it's probably not great, but... I don't understand. Is that like a 50s thing? I mean, who names their kid that shit? But the kid's also really, really skinny.
Manorexic.
Yeah, I wrote, yeah, manorexic. That's actually a problem. I wish I had, because I'm kind of chunky. But it's, I don't know what I was thinking when I was reading this stuff. You know, it was just kind of notes as I was skimming through, but...
When did we pick her? Was that back in June when we decided we were going to do this?
Yeah, it was a while ago, and we just kept bouncing off each other and trying to figure out, you know, Skype and cameras, and when you're not working on Sundays and I'm, you know, not hungover from the night before, full of vodka tonics, but...
Right. Yeah. I remember thinking, this would be a great show. We can have it out for 4th of July. It'd be perfect.
Yeah. The 4th of July, maybe next year, you know, it's...
Right.
But...
We'll revisit the movie.
Yes, exactly. A reprise. The apparently, according to the movie, Uncle Sam, that soldier, fought in Grenada and Panama, which, to me, weren't even really wars. I mean...
Those were conflicts.
Conflicts. I mean, more people drowned in Grenada than actually were killed, you know. And
the only memory I have of Grenada is the Clint Eastwood movie, Heartbreak Ridge.
Yeah, that's right. It did take place at the end of Grenada, and that was like the whole conflict. That was, you know, 2 hours. You know, that's and it wasn't even that like intense, that movie. I remember at the end, they're just like climbing up a hill, and no one really dies, but
they saved the girl.
Yeah, which. As we all know,
the soldiers were holding a girl hostage. They had to save her.
Yeah, that happened to me all the time in Iraq. It was always, I was always so saving, happy. You know, women in burqas and shit. But I also wrote about the teacher, the kid's history teacher, I guess, was a hippie.
He was a hippie, and he went to Canada to escape the war.
You know, I probably would have done the same thing back then. And, you know, it's... The kids like.
Were they trying to paint that guy as a hero or a coward? I mean, it was like they were trying to go both ways.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out what their problem was or what their thoughts on everybody. I mean, you know, it was pretty patriotic at the beginning, and it morphed into something a lot more dark.
Yeah.
And the kid's like, "You're a coward." I mean, I never called my teachers coward. I once actually watched the Vietnam vet teacher hang a guy out of a window, which was never really, you know, talked about much, but he did it.
Wow.
It was real quick, and some people might say I was imaginative, but I don't think I was. It happened. It was like surreal, and no one ever talked about it again. But you can't get away with that now. You just lifted him up and hung him out the window. No, from his legs.
What did that kid do?
He was not paying attention. We were actually filming Spanish food videos, which I'm going to put on the net pretty soon. I used to write Spanish language films for school, you know, usually about drunk Nicaraguan gangsters. I don't know why, but he wasn't paying attention. So he's like, "Oh, you're going out the window."
Wow.
Yeah, but that was a Vietnam vet, you know.
I'm actually interested in these videos, the Nicaraguan gangsters cooking food.
No, there's no cooking food. My best friend's Nicaraguan, and instead of using him in the movie or, you know, learning from him and actually portraying him, my friend who's French-Canadian and I imitated Nicaraguan gangsters and ran around drinking and shooting people. Like, and the third one, it went from, like, just running into random gangsters and killing them and beating them to going over to Russia and fighting the Russian mob, you know, in Rasputin for some reason. I don't know why I was on that kick. Back to school, and it was weirdly prophetic because we based the third one on when these kids broke my windshield and we almost beat them up with golf clubs. And in the end, we fight them. Like, we beat them up with golf clubs in the movie. Then we fight them in the end, his friends, and... They're like, "We rule the school." And a year later, the same people that I named in this video, like, beat the fuck out of me. And they're like, "We own the school." It was really strange. It was a random story there, but it was a bunch of soccer players. I'm not a huge fan of soccer teams for that reason. Or Dave Matthews fans for that reason. They're violent, you know.
I always figured them to be pretty passive.
I thought so, too. Until, you know, they kicked my head in, but, you know.
Are those the guys that, was that a while back you were like, they friended you on Facebook?
Yes. Actually, that was the one. That was really weird. You know, the same night that I was thinking about, you know, maybe burying the hatchet from that fight, the guy emailed me saying he was sorry, and it was really strange. I guess in hindsight it wasn't that bad, but just, I hated Dave Matthews for a long time for that afterwards.
I hated him, and I never really had a reason. I flat out hated him.
Yeah. So you grew up in Ohio, right?
Yeah, I was pretty much lived my whole life here.
Outside of what? Cincinnati? No.
No, closer to Cleveland.
Okay.
Way further north. And so you're in. We kind of got off topic here, but
yeah. Well, I'm also gonna try and cut and splice this around so it'll go in different places, which I have no idea what I'm doing. It's gonna be choppy and horrible, but or we'll just play the whole thing through, and people will fucking lose their minds trying to figure out what we're doing. But
what are they talking about?
Yeah.
So you're in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, I'm in Connecticut.
It was funny. I was working with. A robot technician who was from Connecticut.
Yeah.
So, that's weird. I get ready to talk to some dude from Connecticut tonight.
I don't know what to say about Connecticut. I mean, it's just not that exciting.
Right.
I went to school. Oh, go ahead.
How about, you've been there your whole life?
Yeah, except for college. That was in Boston, and then I was in Alaska for the military. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which I loved more than anything, but, you know. All my family and friends are here, so I'm back.
Where at in Alaska?
Anchorage and Fairbanks.
Okay.
Yeah. But
you were in the Army?
Yeah, I was in the Army. I was in the infantry. You know, I was the guy that was kicking in the doors and manhandling people, I guess. I just wanted to be on the front line. That was my deal. But so you're an engineer?
Electrician.
Okay, that's right.
I do a lot of engineering stuff. So.
Yeah, if you're working with a robotics guy, that's probably engineering.
Good.
No, I was going to say how long you've been doing it, but...
Oh, 10 years now.
Okay, all right. All right, we should probably get back on track. 10 years?
Right.
That's a long time. I can't do anything more than, like, 6 months, but... All right, so the kid, basically, kid's father, or uncle's dead, and he's like, I'm going to join the Army. I mean...
Seems like this dude, this Uncle Sam guy, what was his name?
I don't...
Sam.
Yeah, I think it was Sam. It was Uncle Sam, yeah. And,
he just seems like he was such a creep, but like he just really liked his nephew, or was it because the nephew was so into being in the Army?
I couldn't figure that out either. He was
right, there was just a lot of strings that didn't connect.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to be in the Army, and I'll do whatever the president says to do because he knows better. Now,
right.
What the fuck is that shit? That's pre-Bush. I mean, that's pre-GOP, like, you know, let's march on Baghdad for no reason. But
so, this was made in 88?
Oh, was it 88? Yeah, and now that you mention it, it does seem like it was the 80s, but it's strangely...
I'm trying to remember.
It's strangely pertinent today, too, but...
It does seem, it seems like a right-wing movie, but was it made when Clinton was president?
No, I think it was when either Bush or... I think it was early Bush, like the first one.
Okay.
But...
Bush.
Humping. Oh, yeah. I wrote wife. The wife is humping the local deputy. The sister's not bad either, but, again, they look the same. Yeah, I also noted that the military guy was an E6, and he's, like, 50. He should have been kicked out. You know, if you can't get past an E6 and you're, like, 50, you're pretty much an idiot. Of course, I never got promoted either, so... But... Which makes me an idiot too, but apparently he was a drunk before this movie, and that was giving him problems. Did you catch that?
Right. Yeah. What was the actor's name? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Bill Hopkins.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
That's cool. And he seemed to like the have a drinky poo every now and then.
Yeah. I can understand that. You know, and then they showed that kid's eyes again, and. Yeah, these kids. That kid was creepy. I knew something was off. He's actually more scary than Uncle Sam was, you know, because you know he's gonna start killing hookers when he's a teenager and kicking puppies and shit. But and
he just had that look.
Yeah, they go from the hippie to a tax dodger, which is I don't know. You know, is he supposed to pay taxes? Is he not supposed to pay taxes? Is that patriotic to pay your taxes? I mean, we all want our money, but you know, we can't pay for wars with no taxes. Right.
Oh, wow, this movie was actually 97. I've been 10 years old.
That's it? It looks like it was from the 80s, though. I mean, it had...
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, brought Robert Forrester in it, who's like... I thought was in the 70s, but...
Mm-hmm.
He was an Academy Award nominee?
But what was he nominated for?
Oh, I don't know. It's a good thing for IMDb. Rum Punch and Jackie Brown. Oh, that's right, he was in Jackie Brown. That's where he got the nomination okay. for. But
that's the one with.
Oh, that was Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I never actually saw that one.
Oh, that was actually a really good movie.
So the movie itself, I mean, it went from be patriotic and screw the guys that burn the flags and, you know,
right.
that's great.
It's like they took those guys and like, let's see how evil we can make them. We'll have them burn the flag
yeah.
in the middle of the graveyard.
And then painting swastikas or something on the...
That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
The same kid mangled the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah. And that... Yeah, I mean... They're burning a flag, which is a hippie thing to do, and then they're painting swastikas, which is not a hippie thing to do, from my understanding. Yeah, so he assassinated Lincoln, which was pretty cool, again, in 150 years later.
I'm trying to remember that part.
That was a tax dodger, I think, and he's sitting on the chair.
Oh, that was the mother's boyfriend, and he was... He was some kind of tax lawyer. He was helping somebody dodge their taxes. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. They didn't even... I mean, actually, for this movie, for a horror movie, it wasn't very gory. Like, they barely showed anything. Which is strange. I don't like gore that much, but this almost had too little for a horror movie.
It kind of built itself as that type of movie, and then didn't come through.
Yeah.
Didn't come through with the goods. I'm on IMDb. Here are the plot keywords for this movie.
There we go. That's a good one.
Impalement. Flag burning. Holiday horror.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's the best one. Uncle-nephew relationship.
That sounds like something straight out of a NAMBLA packet, you know?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Uncle-nephew relationship.
I don't know if this is that's one of the keywords I would use for this movie. Though it's technically true, I guess.
Yeah, impalement's always good, and holidays. I always mix an impalement and holidays, and maybe fireworks and burning kids' faces, like the kid in the movie, but...
Right. Speaking of fireworks, the old senator. Was he a senator at the end of the movie?
Yeah, he was a senator, and he was, for some reason, corrupt, too. They hinted at that, and mm-hmm. he was trying to show his face and ended up getting blown up by fireworks, which was always good.
So he deserved it, but then there was that one girl who, as far as I can tell, the only thing she did wrong was smoke a joint while she was cooking the food.
Yeah, which...
I guess that warrants getting killed.
Yeah, and getting your head cut off and put into a, you know, a grill, which... I mean, what was that guy's problem? And they kept cutting this... During that scene when he was at the park there, they kept cutting to that one shot of him just looking at people pissed off. Especially the guy that, you know, was singing the national anthem wrong. He didn't like that very much. It was...
No.
You could tell. But...
There was that one, the other kid, who was, I believe he was blind, and due to a fireworks accident the year before.
Yeah.
Apparently, when you get blinded by fireworks, you attain the ability to read other people's minds and to have ESP.
Yeah, I had no idea what the fuck that kid was doing, but...
I don't know.
On top of that, it took, I think they said in the movie, it was like 34 minutes into the movie, the guy comes out... and starts killing people. And, you know, he goes up and steals his medals and he pins them onto his dead skin. I mean, that's not how you pin medals on. I mean, this guy was not a very good soldier. I mean, maybe that's why he got burned up and shot down, because he was, like, flying all over the place. I don't even know if he was... I can't remember, was he Air Force or Army or what, but...
He was shot down in the chopper, but I don't know if they specified.
Isaac Hayes, I think, was Army, too, in this... Yes, yeah, my notes are choppy and we're all over the place. But again, I'm going to try and cut this. So, this is... Who was that? Who was that?
That's the nephew-uncle relationship,
probably. Yeah, I'm going to call the cops after this podcast. Yeah, so I did want to talk about the slowest chase scene in the history of film. I mean, you know, the guy in stilts walking and, like, you know... trying to get away from a guy with pruning shears. You know. Uncle Sam comes out all zombified and burnt to a crisp. and chases down another Uncle Sam, I guess, who was too busy spying on a girl in the window from his stilts, which was pretty good. I'll give it.
And fortunately, he had an Uncle Sam mask on. He didn't just have a fake beard. It was important he had the mask.
And yeah, and the girl knew who it was immediately. She's like, no.
Right.
I know who you are. I mean, about that. I guess every time every time my Uncle Sam is staring at me through the window, I know who it is, but it's,
apparently he's done it before, too, because he said, this time I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, yeah, as opposed to last time, or, you know, this guy's probably not, you know, no good. So maybe Uncle Sam did a good job by, like, I don't know, poking out his eyes and cutting them up. I couldn't figure out what he did to him kill him.
Right. What did he have, garden shears or something like that?
Yeah, and he falls to the ground. I hope you like what you see or something. I don't know what he did, but he, like, poked his eyes out.
He said, did you get an eyeful?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Yes. But
you got an eyeful.
Yeah. How did he even know that was going on? I mean,
I don't know.
This guy's everywhere. How could he even see? That's what I know.
Right.
Yeah. But, yeah, so he kills that guy, steals his costume, and then goes after all the flag burners, and he starts burying them alive, and they don't even notice, you know, their friends dying and disappearing.
The kid's getting buried, but what happened to the other kids? They just ran off?
They're like, yeah, we'll see you later, you know. We'll see you at the party or at the, you know, the picnic or something. I don't know what that was. And, you know, I did like the fact that he spray-painted someone's eyes, you know, during that scene. Took the kid's spray-paint and sprayed him in the face. Eyes. Yeah. Then he threw him into the grave when his bone broke, and you could see that coming through the skin. That's one of my least favorite things to see.
Oh, yeah.
In real life, in any movie, like, it's just nasty, you know?
Yeah, the director, Bill Lustig, said they had to have an excuse why the guy couldn't just climb up out of the grave, so they had the extreme close-up of the ankle snapping and going through the bone there, or going through the skin there.
Yeah, that's... I've seen that once or twice in person, you know, and it's not pretty. I hate it in every movie I see. And it always freaks me out, because I don't ever want to have that happen to me. And yeah, and no one hears him scream. And, you know, for the whole time that he's getting buried alive, I mean, how did they get away with that? But then he hangs him. What's he do to the next kid? He hangs him?
Buries the one kid. What does he do?
The corner. All right, yeah. So, okay, we were just at the... Now we're back to kind of almost like the picnic. Give or take a few killings here and there and random murder. Yeah, the kid comes in with the burnt face and the sunglasses because apparently he's blinded and burned from fireworks.
I was going to say, that's what fireworks do to you. They blind you and burn you.
I mean, would they shove sparklers in the kid's eyes? I don't know how that works.
They bust.
Random tidbit, I had a barber with three fingers on one hand because he blew his hand off with like an M80 when he was, you know, when he was younger. He was actually a pretty good barber, but he blew his hand off.
Who is this?
My barber when I was a kid. You know, he had
really?
He had a couple nubs on there. And the story was he blew it off. Blew it off during fireworks. I mean, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's talented for three fingers, but... He had the shocker permanently stuck on his hand, you know?
bungee strap to it.
Yeah, he didn't have to make the sign of the shocker. He just had it. But all right, so we get back to this movie was very, very slow, actually, to be honest with you.
I think total, I watched it about four times.
Hold on, you're a little bit cut out there.
How's that?
Yeah, better. Yeah. So you watched it four times?
I think if you count all the... I must have watched about four. It seems like it anyway.
Yeah. I watched it twice, the other day on Sunday morning. For some reason, I thought you were 2 hours behind, you know, so I was watching it in the morning.
Right.
I don't know why. I mean, Ohio's like at most 1 hour behind, but I don't know what I was thinking.
You would think... It's funny because This must be the biggest time zone, because all the way from Maine to west of Ohio is the same time zone.
I mean, Alaska was 4 time zones away, and then Iraq from Connecticut was 8 time zones away. Same thing with Russia. Then Australia is probably, like, in the future or something. I'm not really sure about them. We get to a point where the parents, like the mother and the sister and the kid are talking, and they explain that he was kind of a jerk, Uncle Sam. Mm-hmm. Was he molesting people? Was he raping people? I don't understand.
They definitely implied it. He was a wife beater and a child molester.
He started off as fairly sympathetic and just kind of went downhill from there as a...
Right.
As a anti-hero slash serial killing zombie thing, but
right,
I don't understand how he can judge other people for their crimes and start killing them for botching the national anthem or burning flags. I mean, he did far worse things, and no one killed him on purpose, you know. But
it kind of seems like that's what Isaac Hayes was saying at the end, where. You weren't fighting for the country. You were just fighting because you love to kill.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, yeah, there's a lot of people that have problems with that, I guess. But this guy seemed a little bit farther than most. You take a guy that's a molester and a rapist and you send him in to learn how to kill people, that's just not a good idea, you know? He probably shouldn't join the military, though we did have a couple people like that in my unit. I'm not going to get into too many stories, but, you know, they're big pieces of shit that got thrown out for stuff like that or sent to prison for 20 years for stuff like that. Actually, one story, though, is we had a guy that, he was a piece of shit, but he wasn't like Uncle Sam piece of shit. He was chasing his, he was chasing his girlfriend down, or his fiance, or wife, or something, and, like, ran over someone. And, like, he ran over someone and then kept going. This was on the icy streets of Anchorage, because out there, you can't get rid of the snow. It just keeps coming. It keeps getting packed down into like a layer of ice. So he ran over someone downtown on Fifth Avenue, I think, and drove to his girlfriend's house. Started fighting with her. So the cops got called because of the fight. And the cops come to his house. They see his front end dented, and there's blood and, you know, clothing on the hood. I guess, I don't know. You know, it's kind of like in the movies, but I don't know if he got any time for it. I think he put him in a coma, if not killed him. But the person that he killed or put in a coma was actually a child molester or a sex offender. That was kind of strange. If anybody ever, you know, deserves to get run over, it's that person. But that was a 1 in a million shot.
Well, and you know what?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're all assholes. I don't know. Back to the party. For some reason, somehow he grabs the congressman and sticks him onto the fireworks display, which is kind of cool, but then shoves sparklers in his chest or something. I don't know. For some reason, everything blows up, which doesn't make sense either. I mean, a huge explosion, which...
Yeah, they cut to an obvious zombie of the senator while he's blowing up. It's like he's all moving around, and then all of a sudden, he's like dead rigid. And he just blows up.
Hey, like, hey, you were in the movie for 5 minutes, now you're a fucking firework, you know? He was a talented actor. Just, I don't know. They could have made him much better, like, much more integral, I think.
It's funny, because in the close-ups, they had sparklers on the guy's chest, and then the long shots, he had the... all the big things going off.
Yeah, sparklers. That's not very intimidating or very scary. To have sparklers from your chest. Then he exploded. And then that killed the cop by impaling him on an American flag, which is probably symbolism of sorts. I'm not really...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Not really up to speed with what that would mean. Now, they killed Harry Connick Jr. or whatever that guy was. But
right.
For no... Like, well, I mean, they just... These people played no, like, part in the movie. They're, like, they're there for a few minutes and they're just dead. Like... Mm-hmm. He could have been an integral, you know, role, too.
Now, the one thing I can't figure out, what did that cop do, Harry Connick Jr.? What did he do to deserve to die? Out of all of them, I couldn't come up with a logical reason for it.
You know, honestly, yeah, I guess you're right with that. now that you mention that, there was no reason for him to die. Maybe because he was sleeping with the guy's wife or dating her. That's about the only thing. But does he know that? I mean, that's right. I think he did see them talking, but...
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Isaac Hayes, what did you make of him?
You know what? I thought he was one of the best things in the movie. He was great. And that voice, it's like, hey, you know, I asked my kids, you recognize that voice? That's Chef, Dad.
Your kid's a fourth grader. He should know who Chef is.
Oops.
Oops, yeah. We'll cut that out. Don't worry. No, Child all Protective right. Services won't hear that.
Either. I just admitted they were watching the movie, too, so.
Yeah, no. We all snuck those movies in when we were a kid. Except for right. I couldn't, the things I couldn't handle when I was a kid were, like, brains. Like, you know, from
really?
From that Full Metal Jacket type thing where the guy shoots his head and it
right.
blows up.
Right.
Stuff going into the eye, that was always a problem.
Ocular horror.
Oh, yeah. That would be a way. Is that actually a term?
Or is it... Yeah, that would be any eye distress would be ocular horror.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever seen in that movie Zombie where the zombie reaches through the door and grabs the girl by the head and just pulls her towards the shard of wood sticking out.
Oh, yeah. See, that's pretty nasty, too.
Pops the eye.
Yeah. Always not fun to see, you know, eyeballs and, you know, things hanging out of your head, but not my favorite thing. But, yeah, and then Isaac Hayes, I mean, Korean War vet? World War II vet? I couldn't figure it out. I think it was Korean.
Did they ever specify?
Yeah. He's talking about freezing bodies that are lying on top of him, and he faked his own death, I guess, to get away. But
that would have been, I would imagine it'd be Korean. It sounds like Korean.
Yeah. That was a Cold War, but he's telling this 10-year-old kid about how he's, like, murdering people and hiding on among the dead and all that stuff. It's just,
right.
It's kind of weird. I mean, my grandfather never talked about that stuff when I was younger. He never, you know, people just go telling 10-year-old kids about killing people and stuff.
Mm.
But maybe he was trying to dissuade him from joining, I guess. All right, so,
yeah, I think that's what he was trying to do in this flick.
Yeah. Even though the kid was clearly more nuts than Uncle Sam.
Right. You're definitely right.
Yeah.
He had a screw loose.
It was partially the hair and partially his dead eyes. He looked like a, you know, soulless, sociopath. Yeah, his hair bothered me the most, I guess. I don't know why. But,
Yeah.
So they try and kill the guy by shooting him. It doesn't do anything. Shooting a zombie in the chest doesn't do anything.
Right. So the next logical step is to, of course, go grab the community cannon.
Which still fires.
VHW.
Yeah. Yeah, it still fires for some reason, you know.
Right.
You just run up and put shot in it and just blow up people. The kid tricks him to come outside, and Isaac Hayes, what is it, shoots him?
Yeah, he lines up that cannon and just, the kid brings him out, and apparently this cannonball has the ability to, has some type of small nuclear device inside of it, because the whole house just incinerates upon, the cannonball hits it.
See, yeah, I'm not an expert on, like, pyrotechnics or even cannons, but I don't think that happens when you fire, like, a 8-pound lead shot, you know? It's not like he's lighting the ball, you know, like you see in movies sometimes, and, like, firing it into the place where it blows up, but it just seems like it would go through the house and do nothing, you know, or go through the gun. That was a small cannon, but... So it blew up the house, and all I could think of when the kid's running away from the Uncle Sam who's on fire was Boom Shakalaka, you know, from the old NBA Jam, you know. He's on fire. I don't know. Apparently that guy... Oh, go ahead.
The poor stuntman that was playing Uncle Sam, I mean, he was on fire for, what, good 2 minutes?
Yeah, he kept doing it to him and from different angles. And it did look like it was taking a while, so I think it worked
right.
in that sense. But they blow him up again. They shoot him into the house, and the house blows up for the second time. And they're cheering it on. I mean, that's awesome, you know.
Yeah, the cannonball catches Uncle Sam in the chest, and rather than go through him, it launches him
into the
about 50 feet backwards into the house. causing another explosion.
Yeah, which apparently this was the one that blew out the entire neighborhood, which was...
Right, right. Blew all the windows out of everyone in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Which got them banned. They revoked their license to film in that town.
They ran them out of town.
They did.
That's pretty awesome. All right, so that was how it ended. I mean, they blew them up. It was kind of cool that you didn't, like, come back out of, you know, the thing and have, like, some sort of, like, cliffhanger, like, the monster's still alive. I like it when there's closure, but...
They kind of, like, towards, at the end, Jody's, like, burning all his G.I. Joe stuff in the trash can. He's got this kind of evil look in his face, like, he might be continuing the legacy.
Did he pass on? Like, I mean, did he, like, did the guy actually, like, did his soul take over? I don't know what happened. Is the kid just crazy?
They don't actually spell it out for you.
Yeah.
But,
I need it written down. You know, I need to know what happens.
You need to know.
I don't do well with, you know, trying to figure out things, you know? But yeah, it was, and it's, then they ended with a patriotic poem, but there was something which was weird. But then you pointed out there's something after the,
There's a great, and I didn't even see it the first time I watched the movie. Yeah. It was when I was listening to the commentary, and the director said that there was a scene where the guy on stilts tripped and fell down and crashed, and he had it on film, and there was really no place to put it, but he just had to use this footage somehow, so they tacked it in at the end of the credits.
Yeah, that was pretty good, actually. I mean, a guy on 15-foot stilts just stumbling all over the place and falling down.
Hard.
Yeah, it didn't look like it was an easy fall. But
right.
Yeah, it was, all in all, I mean, I guess before we finish up and try and figure this out, what were your thoughts on...
I'll be honest, I really ended up enjoying it. This is the other one. It's funny, I've had that movie for, probably a couple years, and I never actually watched it.
And then
when you suggest we do that movie, I was like, I might actually have it. And I dug it out, and I watched it. I never liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that Bill Lustig was a director, because... Maniac Cop, and then he made another movie called Maniac, which was always a favorite of mine. So then I did a little more research on him. He actually owns Blue Underground. They make they're a DVD production company. So the Uncle Sam itself is on Blue Underground production. Yeah, I ended up I really liked the movie, and I even enjoyed listening to the commentaries on it.
Yeah,
I just had a lot of fun with the movie.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, you sold me on it. At first, I was I didn't give it enough credit. then I listened to the commentaries. They're pretty down to earth and. You know, they understood they weren't making a master.
Real competent director. It was a good, low-budget movie. I just really liked it. There were things I think they could have done better. I think they kind of walked the line. Do we want to be a gore movie? Do we not want to be a gore movie? I think they should have just gone the whole gore route, actually.
He was eerie, but he wasn't, like, too eerie or too scary. You know, he's just there. Like,
right. Right, a presence.
Yeah. I don't know if they could have done anything with that, but he was a good presence.
There was a couple scenes where it's almost like they trying to be Halloween.
Yeah.
There was a scene in the barbecue scene where I think it was the cop and the ex-wife are talking, and in the background you can see Uncle Sam just standing there watching him. Which I guess that might have been the scene where he realized that's where Etu was hitting on his ex-wife there.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the movie?
I think it was much better than I thought it was going to be. You know, I expected some just trash, like, killing people that are, like, unpatriotic and anti-flag and anti-government. And it turned out to be something different. It was well-rounded. I mean, it wasn't the greatest movie in the world, but it was not shitty.
I'll still say I don't understand what the message was, but I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, I have no idea what they were trying to say. But maybe some movies are like that. I mean, it's
just enjoy the ride.